I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. NATO said today 6 more U.S. troops have been killed in Afghanistan. The death toll for July is now at least 66, making it the deadliest month for American forces in the 9 years of war there. U.S. forces were already at risk before the publication of leaked secret documents nearly a week ago. But the Obama administration says the leak has only made life more dangerous for Americans in Afghanistan and for Afghan informants named in the documents. The World's Alex Galifant reports.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, has said that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and his source may already have on their hands the blood of some young soldier or that of an Afghan family. He was talking yesterday at a joint press conference with Defense Secretary Robert Gates. But today Assange rejected that criticism. Reading a prepared statement on CNN, he said that U.S. officials spoke about, quote, hypothetical blood, but the grounds of Afghanistan and Iraq are covered with real blood. Assange concluded his statement by saying that WikiLeaks would continue to expose abuses by this administration and others. A spokesman for the Taliban reportedly said that it is investigating whether Afghans mentioned in the WikiLeaks documents are working with the U.S. government. The spokesman was reported to say, if they are U.S. spies, then we know how to punish them. U.S. officials are now talking about punishing those behind the leaked documents. A U.S. Army intelligence analyst is already facing charges for an earlier leak of a military helicopter video from Iraq. He's widely believed to be under suspicion for this leak, too. But John Verdi says it'll be much harder for U.S. authorities to go after WikiLeaks itself. Verdi is senior counsel at the Electronic Privacy Information Center in Washington.
The reality is that First Amendment protections in the United States are strong, and First Amendment protections for the press are even stronger than they are for average folks. So I don't think that there's any question in the internet age that WikiLeaks qualifies as press.
Verdi also says that WikiLeaks would be able to invoke legal precedent were it to be pursued by U.S. authorities.
The Supreme Court in 1971, in the Pentagon Papers case, recognized the critical role that the press plays in uncovering government deception and government misinformation. So WikiLeaks, I think, can plausibly assert that they're taking on that role and that they are a modern-day press agency that is attempting to make public information that is important to the debate about the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq, and U.S. policy abroad.
And speaking to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, Julian Assange struck a defiant note.
Have we broken some laws? Well, certainly not in the United States. We haven't broken laws.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs seemed to acknowledge that the Obama administration had limited legal options. He said today, "We can do nothing but implore the person who has those classified documents not to post anymore." For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.